I got to know him when I was very young, you see. We both went to Aussie in high school. I felt we knew each other from year seven. Well, when he came to year seven, we knew each other from then. So we grew up together, like in school, played sports together. Then I joined army. Then like maybe two or three years later, he just turned up there. And I hadn't seen him for like 3 years after school. So that's when I got to see him again, you see.
There was no discussion in school about you both joining the army, was there?
No, no. That's what I mean. After I'd left high school, I didn't really see much of him, you know, just apart from when we were out and stuff like that. Now just down in army camp one day, and he just turned up. And I hadn't seen him for like 2 years, so.
And you were in service together in Afghanistan, is that right?
Yeah, we were, yeah.
And what was the experience like together there?
Good, we just had a laugh. They were always me and him together, either me, him, Dominic, Jamie, we were all together all the time, just having a laugh and stuff. We're good.
So you managed to, well, at the base, I suppose, you managed to put out of your mind the dangers outside, is that
right?
Oh,
yeah, yeah, definitely. You've got to, haven't you? If you live like that, you're not going to be, you won't be able to survive out there if you're like that. But.
And what activities did you enjoy, you know, in your spare time out there with Jake?
Playing cards, internet shopping for clothes. That's about it, really, and going on Facebook. That's all we can do out there. So, just basics, really.
And how did you take it, you know, when he was killed in action?
Devastated. I couldn't really. It sunk in, but didn't, if you know what I mean. I thought about it every day, and I thought about him every day since. And I still can't come to terms with it because he was like one of my best mates, so. It still hasn't sunk in, to be honest.
You still think of him?
Yeah, of course I do, yeah. We all do, every single one of us. All his mates, all his family, I'm sure they do as well.
Is it right that the Yorkshire Regiment's getting hit quite hard in Afghanistan? We had another two yesterday that we had to say goodbye to, didn't we?
Yeah, I've heard, yeah. I don't know a lot about it myself. I heard on news and obviously some of the lads got told about it, but I don't know ins and outs of it. So I just know it was Gareth Thursby and Thomas Rowe, that's all I know.
And what will the future hold for you?
Don't know, to be honest. Just carry on working.
One final question. What's the contrast between being back here in Dewsbury and as you look around, compared to as you look around in Helmand?
It's freezing. It's proper cold. That's all I'm thinking about, weather. No, it's tough out there. Every man who goes over there finds it tough, and if they say different, they're lying. But when you come back here, it just feels really... It's hard to get gripped back into home life because you're not working anymore. You're trying to relax, but you've still got stuff in your mind and you haven't got it in your mind. And then this all I've done really is just chilled out. I've just sat around and moped around and ate loads of junk food.
When are you going back?
I go back on 7th of October. I'm back in work.
Very best of luck. Thanks for having
Thank
me.
Thank you very much. Cheers for that.